The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
May the gift of the great redeeming love of God be yours, my beautiful and beloved brothers and sisters. I am John the Baptist. I have come to affirm my great cousin's mission. I come to affirm the truth of his mission. That indeed he walked the earth and brought the glad tidings of God's love, re-bestowed upon the souls of humanity after a long hiatus where humanity did not have this gift or this blessing. Jesus worked to open this door. He dedicated his life to this truth. He walked the valleys and shores and ground of our homeland, bringing this glad tiding to many. And though his life was cut short, today you still know of him. Today you still long for his presence. And indeed, his desire is to be with you. His mission is still not accomplished. He continues to work to bring the truth of the Father's love to humanity and to the world of spirit, as it is God's desire that all souls may find their redemption in the gift of God's love, that all souls may enter into the realms of the celestial heavens, that all souls may find eternal life in a soul redeemed by the essence of God. You have proclaimed this within your life. You are a witness to it. You are observing your own gradual reconstitution, the soul reborn in love. And each day you pray for this gift so that the process may continue until it is complete, inasmuch as the soul is redeemed in love. For the journey of divine love is never complete, because it is eternal. And so you walk upon a path that never ends, a path of blessings that never end, a path of greater love that only increases and will do so for eternity, a path of joy that expands and expands. And the realization of all that you are, the gifts of your soul, awaken and exemplified by the gift of God's love. Yes, our brother Jesus wishes for you to join him in the realms of heaven. And so he continues to reach down to you to each of you individually, to all of humanity, and invite you upon this journey, a journey that awakens the soul and transforms it. You have answered his call. You come to God in sincere longing to receive this gift. You come to recognize the touch of God within you and upon you. You come to ask to be God's servant, his channels of love and light. You wish to assist God and the angels in their endeavors to bring the truth of this love to the world. And so you are the gift, beloved souls. You are the harbingers of truth. You have taken the call of Jesus and his ministry and made it your own. You bring light into the world and into your lives. You are truly God's children in this regard. And so I commend each of you in your work, in your desires to be awakened spiritually, to be a light, to be immersed in love and express that love in all the ways that are possible in your world. And so you become a powerful example of truth. You witness for God the power of his blessings, the manifestation of his laws of love. And many will see you as such, will feel drawn to you because of the light that you carry. You carry a great truth, beloveds. A great truth that must be expressed. Express in everything that you do and everything that you are. This is how you honor the work of Jesus. This is how you dedicate this day and every day to the truth that Jesus brought and the blessings that God has opened to his children. Be that truth, beloved. Be that light shining forth. And in this you bring joy to all of us who watch you from that lofty place in heaven and who come to you to bring upliftment and support and love, protection to our beloved brothers and sisters who are destined to join us in the celestial heavens. Know that we are always with you, each and every one of you, even those who just begin this journey. Know that an angel will watch over you, will assist you, will inspire you, will pray with you. This is our dedication to the truth, to our brother Jesus, and all the work that he does. Even to this very moment, he endeavors to inspire the truth in humanity, in the many spirits in the spirit realms. He works ceaselessly for this truth, for the opening of the souls of all to the great love of God. May you come to know the great beauty and power that you have within you. May you come to know the potentials that God has laid within your soul. May you come to be that channel, that instrument of truth and love. May God bless you, my beloved friends. I'm John. My love is with you. And I encourage you on this journey of service and soul awakening and love. The greatest gift of all is the gift of the awakening soul. For this is where all truth lies. This is where all joy begins. This is where all gifts manifest. Through this one gift, this one touch from God. God bless you, beloved souls. My love is with you. God bless you.
I am here, John. Hughes. I come to speak about this love that is a gift from God that fills your souls. It is a gift to be given, to be expressed. Let your hearts and your souls sing this love in everything you do. Let it bubble up and be free to be given to the world. That is your task, dear beloved children of God. That is your work upon this earth, is to let this love flow out to your brothers and sisters, that you may allow God to show them upon the earth that he is love. I love you and I bless you this day, this holy day, when our Master showed the people his love, his truth that resides within his soul. We are to do the same, each and every one of us. God bless you. I am John.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.